Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today, intentional love and marriage. Focus on marriage. Think about your marriage for a moment. What comes to mind? What comes to your heart? When you think about your marriage, is it peace and love and freedom and joy? Or is it frustration and hurt and anxiety or distance? What are some of the things that we can do? Listen, intentional living is all about doing the next right one thing. It's about stretching toward God's intention. We're going to talk about what his intention is for marriage, and we're going to unpack this. We're going to invite you to call if you have a question. I'm here live in the studio. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Or if you have a story about how God's intentional love has changed your marriage, we'd love to hear it as well. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. If you're a new listener, we talk about from day to day, our mission is really to help you because we're all in this thing of life together, and we've just spent our time researching, praying, thinking, talking to thousands of people, and looking at what it means to experience the hope and freedom and peace and joy and purpose that we can only experience through God's intentional love. And marriage is one of those workshops, I guess, kind of a laboratory of does God's intentional love work or not? And so today we invite you to call. Maybe you have a question for me about marriage. I'll be as honest as I can, and we'll share with you some things, hopefully, that'll help you in your journey from our experience of working with couples over the years, or maybe a story of how intentional love's made a difference in your life. Give me a call at 888-888-1717. We were talking yesterday. You know, it was Easter. I hope you had a good Easter, by the way. We had a great time with family. We were, after dinner and after our sharing and different things we were doing as a family, we got talking about marriage and family as a family, different stages, you know. Don and I married many years, and our kids less so, and they have their children, our grandchildren, talking about marriage and relationship. And the question came to me from the family, what are the main questions you hear about marriage? What is it that you hear? And I got to tell you, the things that we hear are really just the basic things of life every day, you know. How do we deal with a lack of good communication, a lack of intimacy, a lack of being on the same page? These are the questions and things that we all face. And so how do we practice this thing of intentional love? Now, what is God's intention for marriage? Let's just lay it out. I mean, let's just turn to the book and find out what God has to say about his intention. Number one, he says, husbands, listen, here's our job assignment. Love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, Ephesians 5:25. I was thinking about that driving in the studio today, knowing I was going to do this topic. I was thinking, that's almost impossible. I mean, you think about it, there's a job description that just, you know, isn't that easy to get to. Love your wife just as Christ loved the church. Start thinking about what Christ did for the church. Sacrificed, he gave his life. He loved us in spite and despite all the things going on and hatred toward him. That's a really almost an impossible, it feels like an impossible task, doesn't it? And then Paul says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, Ephesians 5:22. And, you know, we dance around that. You know, I hear women talk about submission to women, but this is what the Bible says. And I was thinking about it because I know that this is such a troubling topic today, marriage, in the culture in which we live, because everything screams against guys loving your wife as Christ loved the church. Come on, that isn't what our culture teaches us. Or wives submitting to your husbands. Hello. I mean, everything in our culture screams against these messages. And really, marriage comes down, as I look at it, marriage is a dance between love and submission, leading and following. What does the book say? The Bible says in Ephesians 5:21, which I love, be submissive one to another as unto the Lord. So this thing of submission has its order to it. As we learn to be submissive to God, I've seen over the years, I can just share with you from watching for 40 years of doing this, of helping families, that when we are totally dependent on God and we totally are submissive to Him, we understand what the Word teaches and our hearts are in attune with God's intention for our life, it makes this other stuff a lot easier. Parenting, marriage, relationships. Not that it's not tough, but boy, we've got a perspective that can make it work. So, you want to join in? We'd love to have your questions. I'd love to talk to you and hear your stories of what God's teaching you. Maybe that sets off an emotion or a thought in your mind as you hear me talk today. 888-888-1717 is my number. And this is the Intentional Living Center, where our mission is to help you and your family to experience the kind of true hope and freedom and peace and joy and the kind of purpose that we only can experience through God's intentional love. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
When we turn the attention to ourselves and say, what is it in my own life that I need to change or can change or should change? The reality is that we then become intentional. There's a law of intentional living that we teach that change starts by first taking 100% responsibility for our thoughts and our actions. It becomes a matter of changing our thinking, our attitudes, and our behaviors. You know, that's an excerpt from the teaching for this month, brand new month, by the way, right? April. We call it Have the Courage to Change. It's a whole teaching on the power of change, the fact that we talk about the law of change. Nothing stays the same. Everything is changing. It's either getting stronger or weaker, bottom line. I mean, look at your health, look at your finances, look at your relationships, look at your spirit. Stronger or weaker, it doesn't stay the same. And so have the courage to change as we unpack what this means. Members, watch for it. We're packing it up to get it to you. It's on CD. It's our membership bonus this month, and I hope you enjoy it. If you're not a member, come and join us. Be a part of this journey with us. Your monthly support is an essential ingredient to keeping the Intentional Living Ministry going, and it gives me a chance to send to you something to say thanks every month, a brand new teaching on CD. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on donate. Okay, let's go to the phones because this is about you. We want to hear your questions and comments. Karen, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. What's your question today?
Well, my question is about conflict resolution mm-hmm. on repetitive topics.
In other words, you talk about things, but you never get it resolved.
Right. We can't have anything like that, and it turns into a huge argument, mm-hmm. and then everything from the past is brought up, and I call it the wagon wheel because it's continually turning, and the resolution is never made, and then the topics all pile up, and it starts all over again.
How many years has this been going on, Karen?
Oh, this has been going on for about, I'm going to guess, 3 years, but really, really rough in the past 2 years.
All right. Sounds like there's some point in the past there where something went south.
Yes.
Okay. And we never got over that situation.
Correct.
Okay. So what you're dealing with today, Karen, is simply symptoms of an unresolved issue from the past, not learning whatever that is to get past it, to deal with it, in forgiveness and so on. And
exactly.
So the issues that come up today that are seemingly insignificant,
mm-hmm.
well, if you can't get past the big ones, the little ones, you know, I'm not going to resolve those either because I'm going to keep holding this against you.
Right.
Yeah. And so has there ever been Well, the confrontation, I guess, in a counseling setting where the two of you have got to the root issue here?
No.
Okay.
No. We listen to the programs on the radio, and we try to follow along with that. And then once again, a topic will come up that we have to discuss, and it starts all over again.
Have you ever been to counseling?
He has gone to counseling for anger management. Mm-hmm. I was in counseling a long time ago, but we've never been to marriage counselor.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I recommend it for you guys is this is sort of the elephant in the room. You know, it's there. The two of you appear to be incapable or unwilling or for any number of reasons, saying we can't get the proverbial cards on the table face up. We can't deal with the big issue that has to be dealt with. And so everything else is going to revolve around that. I mean, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like having a boil and you start to touch it and boy, and it hurts, right? And so whenever you touch it, it sets off this pain. And I, you know, it's got to be drained. And I think that's got to get to whatever the issue is and dealt with. And so, Karen, my direction for you, talk about intentional love. We talk about being intentional is to, for the two of you to sit down and really talk it through. The issue itself is important, but what's more important is you take the step to start getting some help to deal with it. That really is what intentional living is all about. All right. Hope that helps. Rosie, how are you today? Welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi. Thanks for having me on today.
Appreciate your call. What's your question?
My question is, I'm in my second marriage. I have a mixed marriage with kids and stuff. Our kids are adults. They're adult children. Okay. I have two kids that have extenuating circumstances so that I am still helping financially. One of them has a learning disability, and she's trying to get into grad school. She can't do both work and study full time. It's overwhelming. Her study time, like when she gets done class, she has to get with a tutor to go over class again. Mm-hmm. It's like it's ongoing. So I help support her. Okay. And then my son has been through some serious issues, and he's still dealing with those issues as far as legal matters that he's still going through and dealing with stuff.
Okay.
And so I'm helping him with his issues. My husband retired early this year, and he told me about 3 months before retirement that we're cutting them off. That's it. Everything extra that we've been helping with, helping to pay my mother's health insurance, things of that nature, everything's gone. And so I told him, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to just drop my kids, and I'm not going to just drop my mother, and I'm sorry, this is not happening. So we separated our finances. So I work, and he works, and he's doing his thing, and I'm doing my thing, and I know it's leading to...
Yeah, you know where it's leading to. I mean, you know where it's leading to, because you talked...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you separated his and mine. He's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. Now, this is not a good path.
No, I know it's not. He is actually a counselor, and he knows. It got to the point at the house where my kids would not come out of their room. They don't feel welcomed. My mother, no one in my family comes to visit anymore because they don't feel like he wants them there. Never have. So,
how long have you been married, Rosie?
Been married since 2010.
Have you did you talk about these things before you got married?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly?
You know, and yeah, completely clearly. We went to marriage counseling beforehand for a while, for like 6 months.
Well, Rosie, let me comment on a couple of things, because obviously your husband's not on to give a perspective, and that's one of the difficulties when you only talk to one person in a relationship. But you guys are married, and I would really – and by the way, this is not uncommon, and you know that. I'm sure your husband does as well, because you're going to lean toward, quote, your kids and taking care of your kids and caring for your kids and so on. Now, you've got to be wise with that, because maybe some of the things you're doing, maybe your husband has a perspective that's saying, hey, are we really helping them? Is that really a positive thing for their growth? And so on. And it sounds like you've put your foot down saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Get behind his eyes for a moment. and think about how he's viewing this. He's thinking, wow, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. How are we going to do this? How do we make this marriage work? You're probably looking in and seeing, hey, if you really loved me, you'd let me do this and you'd support me in this process. And these are one of the challenges that we see with blended families. Rosie, it's a challenge unless the two of you can get to a place where you're willing to get on the same page, and whatever that takes to get on the same page, to find yourself in agreement. Because right now you're heading on a path where you're moving further and further apart.
Yeah, and I think I did. I put my foot down purposely because I felt as though I kept bending and giving till it got to the point thinking, okay, the change has to start with me. Okay, I'm going to do it this way. Okay, I'm going to do it this way. He handled all the finances. He handled everything. I just gave everything to him. And then it got to the point where, okay, but, you know, no, this is out of control. That's out of control. He's never withheld anything from me that I need. He's never anything like that. He's always been gracious and generous. And I understand that there are boundaries within finances, right? The kids provide their own food. The kids provide their own stuff like that. I help with rent. I help with insurance.
How old are your kids?
My daughter is 24, and the other one, my son is 28.
Now, how long is this going to go on?
Well, I'm hoping that my son's issue will become resolved this year.
And what if it doesn't?
If it doesn't, then he's given himself a deadline because there's...
Do you have a deadline, though?
I have a deadline with him as far as... I don't pay a whole lot for his stuff. All he's doing is living with me. He's paying all his living mm-hmm. expenses as far as his car and his insurance, all that stuff he's doing.
Rosie, the issue isn't so much how much, or the issue is that you and your husband are not on the same page. Now, maybe you need to get some outside counsel to come to some agreement, but until you come to an agreement where the two of you are on the same page and you're in agreement saying this is what we're going to do, his job is to support you in terms of helping you be successful. But these aren't 15-year-old kids now. You're talking about 24-year-old and 28-year-old. And I hear your heart. I'm a daddy. I understand that. Parenting never ends, no matter what age your kids are. You want to be there and support them and love them. But at the same time, you and your husband need to get on the same page.
He has a true connection or wants a connection with, because there's no fruit there. There's no desire. I mean, even when we talk on the phone or anything like that, he never even asks about them. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I mean, you know, one daughter who's out on her own, married, expecting in August. I mean, he doesn't even ask how she's doing. He mm-hmm. never asks about birthdays that go.
And how's that make you feel about in your marriage?
Well, it makes me feel like he don't care. Uh-huh. He just flat out doesn't care, doesn't want to care, because this is a man who dots I's and crosses T's, who forgets nothing. He doesn't want to be bothered with my part of the family.
Well, I think if you're feeling that way, Rosie, obviously you're dealing... Listen, you're not dealing with a parenting issue. You're not dealing with a money issue. Those are only symptoms. I mean, life is full of issues. Life is messy. But without that sense of agreement, how can two walk together, the scripture says, unless they be in agreement? Again, I think like the earlier call, the two of you would be probably best advised to sit down with a counselor together so you can hear his heart, he can hear your heart, and the two of you can come to an agreement. And without that, we're in trouble in marriage. All right, Rosie, thank you for your call. Again, our goal today is to help us see that when we live intentionally in Christ, it comes back to love and respect, to communication, to leading and following. At the end of the day, it comes back to what intentional living teaches: godly goals and the right kind of habits. Doing those two things intentionally is really the ultimate in terms of moving your marriage forward. Talking about intentional living in marriage today, I'd love to have you come and join us. 888-888-1717.
Intentional Living Center has planned the most amazing vacation for you and your family. All you have to do is register, then come, and experience Washington, D.C. like never before. The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. Tour brings you face-to-face with our nation's Christian heritage. Expert historians will guide the tour of Washington, D.C.'s most iconic sites, and your family will discover the brand new Museum of the Bible, 430,000 square feet dedicated to the book that started it all. October will be here before you know it, so make your plans now to join Intentional Living for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. Go to theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
That was his biggest complaint. You know, once I got my volume in tune, our fighting and arguing and even the nagging, I think, came way down. The part of my nagging that was so bad was that it escalated always into a knockdown, drag-out fight. My secret was that Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit have a still, small voice, and it couldn't be heard because I was always talking, always nagging. And once I calmed that down and quieted myself, the Holy Spirit would convict him immediately, and I could see the change. And often it was literally within minutes. But as long as my jaws were going, nothing was changing.
Isn't that true? Well, as long as my jaws are going, nothing changes. We love to hear ourselves speak, don't we? Remember, we judge ourselves by our own intentions. We judge others by their behavior. And so when we approach problems in marriage, our natural default is to see life through our own intention. Well, my intention was good. You know, I said that to help you. I'm only trying to help us solve this problem. And in the process, we miss that the person we're married to may see things in a different way. True love is getting behind the eyes of our spouse and choosing to see life like they do. And today we're talking about marriage, and that's one of the essentials in life. And that's why when we go out on the road and put on a conference, we do so to help you be successful in living intentionally. And I'm pleased to announce we're just about 3 weeks away now from this Hope Conference. We're going to have Hope for Your Family, Help for Your Family with Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself. We're going to be at the Glendale Nazarene Church. And that's coming up on Saturday, April the 21st. And wow, this is an opportunity for you to get tickets today. We have a discount right now with the price going up in just a few days. And so if you've been waiting to get tickets, we're probably going to sell out early for the Glendale Nazarene Conference on April the 21st. I encourage you to get your tickets today. We're going to talk about marriage and parenting. Kevin's going to speak from his best-selling book, How to Make Your Children Mine Without Losing Yours. I'm going to focus on intentional love and marriage. We'll be taking your questions as well. Get your tickets today by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Tickets available. All right. Appreciate your calls. Let's go to Marjorie in Arizona. Welcome, Marjorie. What's your question for me?
I might not have a marriage, and It is in limbo. My husband is in basic training, but I've asked for a divorce. And I'm just curious as to how, as a believer and a follower of Christ, I'm supposed to behave and what my obligations and how hard do I fight? And what advice you might have on how to pray for my husband and how to prepare our 2, 4, and 5-year-old children for the possibilities without damaging their relationship with their father or their trust in the family system.
Well, you know, I appreciate your call, Marjorie, and I hear your concern. But what you ask doesn't have a simple answer. You ask several different things. You know, how much should I fight? How long should I fight? You ask, how do I prepare my kids so they're not going to be hurt? You know, sometimes we ask impossible questions. And the reality is when we have a divorce, it does affect the family. It does affect the kids. And how much do we fight for our marriage? Well, we're always fighting for our marriage. I mean, I don't think we ever give up until it's over. And how do you fight for your marriage? Using that term, how do you fight for your marriage? You fight, you know, there was that movie that was out, The War Room, you know, that was so popular, you know, a couple years back. I think that we saw in that example that character fought for her marriage in the war rooms, in prayer, asking God to intervene, asking God to change her life, asking God to change her husband's life. She got into the war room and prayed. There's where the battle is. It's a prayer thing. And then being the mom you need to be, being the wife you need to be, praying, not only praying, but living out your life intentionally, having daily goals, having daily priorities, living your life in peace and purpose, moving forward every day as it's a normal day, not allowing this disruption in your life to overtake your life to the point where you can't get up and be the mom you need to be. You know, I think you do your battle in prayer, and then you do your living by every day doing the next right one thing with your kids and for your kids. That's powerful. All right, let me go to Debbie, who's on the line in Michigan with a question. Debbie?
My husband and I just don't seem to communicate anymore. And when I try to talk to him, he just ignores me or walks away or just has a blank stare on his face and is like talking to a brick wall. He talks to other people, but he just doesn't seem interested in what I have to say. And I just don't know what to do about this.
Well, Debbie, I appreciate your call. Let me just have you think about an answer for yourself. I say this kindly, but would you like to talk to someone like you? I say that because you said he talked to other people, and you implied at one time he did listen. Is it possible that the way things are being communicated is just a turnoff for him? Because I'm only talking to you. I can't change him. Can I suggest that you take a different approach in talking to your husband? Because if he's getting turned off when you bring up a topic, there's something stirring in his spirit. Now, is it mature? Probably not. Should he still follow through? Yes. And sit down and deal with it, but he's not. And so your strategy is not working. Whatever you're doing is not getting through to him. And if you're not sure what that is, here's what I encourage you to do. Here's one thing. I'd sit down with your husband and I'd say, honey, I love you. Seems like when I bring up a topic, you reject the topic and you walk away, and that hurts me. What one thing can I do to bring up an issue that I think is important for us to talk about? How do I do that in a way that we can talk about it together without you walking away? Give him an opportunity to tell you how he wants to be approached so you can talk to him, okay? All right, we're out of time for today, but we're going to stay in the studio and record a second program right now on this very same topic on marriage, and we'd love to have you come and join us. We'll leave the lines open for this next half hour at 888-888-1717. Come right on into the studio, and we'll have a chance to talk about marriage. Remember, again, coming up April 21st, Dr. Kevin Lehman and myself, Hope for Your Home Conference in the Phoenix area. Check it out. See you next time from Intentional Living.